I want you to get ready for it to happen tonight. Not just us making confession and saying things, but there are some things that I will say to you tonight will make the transfer.
Yes, sir.
I know you've been saying money coming, but there are some things I think, and it's real simple, simplicity of thing. Tonight we're going to deal with the money coming wealth transfer. I believe that it was given to move the money into the right hand. Now, any Christian can't handle this. You have to be dedicated. You have to be able, because that money, you got to be in the flow when that money comes. When that money starts flowing, you got to be flowing. All right? So we're going to talk about money coming, wealth transference. Sit down. I'm going to deal with a prophecy. It was given in October the 7th, 1994. And I think it was given about a year and a half before I got money coming. But in giving that prophecy tonight, I'm going to prophesy that prophecy over you. Big different now, big different. In other words, when it was spoken to me, I had no idea where God was taking me in the aspect as we are tonight. As a pastor, my wife was traveling with me then. Pastor and his wife spoke in tongue. Tonight she's going to speak to you. I want you to listen, because the instruction I'm going to give after this is going to be about this wealth transfer. We've talked about this wealth transfer long enough.
Yes, sir.
It's time for the transfer.
Yes.
All right? But you have to be ready for it.
Yes, sir.
So there's certain instruction you can't speak money coming with your voice.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. You have to have enough anointed and enough revelation to speak money coming with the voice of God. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that powerful? You have the capability of speaking with the same reign of voice that God speak, that Jesus speak, that the Holy Spirit speak. That is powerful. What an opportunity, what a privilege that our Father said through Rhema, through Revelation, you can talk just like him and get the same results. Your word, he said, my word will not return to me void. It will accomplish. So when you say money coming, you ain't expecting it for it to return to you void. You're expecting it to accomplish what God has said about us. Are you following me? So in this prophecy, he says, I feel like I'm talking to you now. Listen, I feel like God would like us to minister to you. Sometime he shows me or give me a word in English. I don't know what it would mean to you, but I'll speak it out. Actually, it was two words, the other two words. The first one was accommodation and then consolidation. So something about to happen. All right, now let me turn Montreal on y'all tonight. Y'all got to listen now. That rocker be looking kind of mean looking. You got to listen. Listen, many things are about to happen quickly. You see, once you really catch on, longevity is gone. Everything speed up. And I believe in this meeting, It's a speed up. You hear what I say over there? I believe in this meeting, there's a money coming speed up. There's a wealth transferring speed up. It's time, because too many things trying to clown the church. Too many clowns up in the church doing crazy stuff. I think the real church got to walk in full potential. So you get this concept of another part of this prophecy. Many things are about to happen quickly. Coming to pass very quickly in your ministry and in your life. Say quickly.
Quickly.
How it gonna happen?
Quickly.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. I want you to sop that word up.
Yes, sir.
You've been waiting long enough. Watch what I'm saying. Watch what I'm saying. Watch what I'm saying. You've been faithful long enough. It's time for results. And this morning we found out big results. Everybody in under the sound of my voice, I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, stop looking at your potential. Oh, I got another part to it. Stop looking at your potential and pull out your credentials. You have divine credentials in you to be blessed above the average.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got to start using one of your credentials is the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
That's a high quality credential there. If you using the name of Jesus properly in a rhema sense.
Yes, sir.
Not a logo, it's a rhema. It's alive to you.
Yes, sir.
Many things are about to happen quickly, coming to pass very quickly in your ministry and in your life.
I received that.
Now, notice the next one now. And it's going to take wisdom, much wisdom, to sort it out and to cause it to flow the way I want it to flow. Otherwise, when that money start moving and start coming, you're going to have godly wisdom of how to handle it. You're going to have to know that this is not all for me. This is for kingdom business. You're going to get larger and larger and larger and larger and larger and larger that it's going to get so large you can't handle it on your own thinking. We're talking about a kingdom wealth transferring that been preached about but never happened. He ready for it to happen.
Yes, sir.
And he said, now when that quickly mean that when you get in place,
yes, sir,
when you look up, it's going to be there.
Yes, sir.
See, the time span is you getting in the right position for it.
Yes, sir.
Ready to handle it. It's ready to come.
Yes, sir.
We've been calling it.
Yes, sir.
But after tonight, we're going to call it different.
Yes, sir.
Because you're going to be stronger. I'm the prophecy that came over me, I think it's the right group.
Yeah.
I'm prophesying it over you. Now, the question is, did it happen to me? Absolutely. Just like he prophesied, I look up one day, I was out.
Yes, sir.
I was on. I was up. And not down. So get ready to be up, not down. Out, not in. Now, tonight you're going to have to believe in the anointing. You can't believe in a man. You got to believe in the anointing. You got to believe in the Holy Spirit. You got to believe. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
yeah, this is a divine transaction. You know the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is ministering to you. And you can trust him to bring it to pass.
Yes, sir.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
You got to use. You're going to have to use your faith. Not your feeling.
Yes.
Listen to what I'm about to say. You can't even use fact tonight. F-A-C-T. You can't use it. In other words, where you are now, you can't use it up in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're going to have to let your spirit take you into the realm of the revelation what God is speaking to you.
Yes, sir.
Satan's going to bring up facts. Satan's going to say, you got $250. You know you got $250. That's not God. That's Satan and hit your mind and got you thinking about that, and you're in abundance. In this church tonight, you standing in wealth. And it will get off on you if you open up properly. And I'm speaking about a spirit. I'm not speaking through entertainment or trying to be popular or a big preacher. I represent the kingdom of God. I know God got you here for a reason. Pay close attention. When you leave here, pay close attention to every step, because he's going to be looking for you. Thank you for your enthusiasm. So they say it's going to take wisdom, much wisdom, to sort it out and to cause it to flow the way I want it to flow. So you're going to have wealth wisdom, money wisdom, knowing how to let God enlighten you how to use money. It's going to take wisdom. And then in the prophecy, it said, because time is short and it will not be many years that these things will be done.
Yes.
But it will be, listen, quickly.
Quickly.
It will be done in your ministry and in your life. Now, all y'all got a ministry. Some of us just don't know, but y'all got a ministry. So listen unto my spirit. Follow my spirit closely. For I will give you blessing, and the enemy would come in to try to tear it apart, to try to direct it another way. They tried. I didn't let them. See, they tried. So when you start moving, they're going to try you. Try to turn you from it, come up with some kind of revelation, that is not right what you're doing. Don't pay that no mind. Here's what he said. But don't allow it to be directed another way, but be directed by my spirit.
Yes, sir.
Now this is something here. You're going to have to, in this place he's putting us in. The Holy Spirit going to have to direct your money. It'd be so much.
Yes,
no, my trail talking about the billions this morning. It'd be so much you can't manage it.
Yes,
what you want me to do with all this? Don't worry about it. The Holy Spirit have to direct this kind of money.
Yes,
you mean to tell me I'm going to have enough money that the Holy Spirit has to direct, and you start off where you are now. Let the Holy Spirit direct where you are now.
Yes,
and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. If you're handling your money now, you're going to have to pass a test.
Yes, sir.
What the law said do with it.
Yes, sir.
I had to learn that lesson.
Yeah.
I had to learn I wasn't in control. Before he let me get over.
Yes, sir.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
I had to learn that I wasn't in control I couldn't choose this I'm going to do or that I'm going to do. I had to be led by the Spirit. This is my, listen, God is saying, this is my money I'm letting you manage on the earth rim for me. And if you can't manage $25, you can't manage $25 million. Satan won't tell you you're not going to ever have it. Satan won't tell you we just keep having these meetings. Let's keep having these. No, we ain't going to keep having these meetings. You're going to come in here with it. So we've got to let the Holy Spirit direct it, right? The next part of the prophecy is, I have caused these things that look like they could never be to come to pass. And you will be able to do everything that I call you to do, says the Lord. It means that your education or your location doesn't matter. Watch out, I'm going to say now, catch this thing, I'm saying it, because it's on your address tonight. Let me try to finish reading this. Now, I call you to a body of believers, here we go, but I also call you to, here we go, larger body, to my larger body. That's what he prophesied about a year and a half before I got money coming. But there will be no conflicting call. I will bring them together so that you will be able to accomplish, you will be able to consolidate things in such a way that you will be able to do both in harmony and great blessing, says the Lord. And it's been just that way. That's another part I want at they'll come. Did I read that? They'll try to come turn it another way. I read that already. Now, while you stand, and some of y'all stand, I'm going to give you a financial inversion prophecy. Financial inversion shall increase in these days. For you see, it's my desire to move in the realm of your financial prosperity. But release me, says the Lord. Release me that I may come in your behalf and move on your behalf. Now, what he's saying there, get out of the way. All right? Get out of the way and do what I say. Stop letting your mind get out the way and do what I say. Do you know what that means? Get out the way and do what I say. That's the only way we're going to be able to handle it. For yes, yes, there shall be in this hour financial distress here and there. The economy shall go up and it will go down. But those that learn to walk in the word, they shall see the prosperity of the word come forth in this hour in a way that has not been seen by men in days past. The church about to ride, boy. I said, we about to ride. Yeah, we have a lot of disrespect in this area. We have a lot of disrespect. When we walk in the bank should shake. One of God's children walk in the bank. You see what I'm saying? Yes, there are coming a financial inversion in the world system. Listen to this now. It had been a reservoir, it had been held in reservoirs of wicked men for days on end. But the end is now. Those reservoirs should be tapped and should be drained into the gospel of Jesus Christ. It should be done, say the Lord. It should be done in the time allotted. And it should be that the word of the Lord shall come to pass that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Well, I was reading it one time, and the Lord said, don't say laid up. It been laying up too long. Say it's moving. Predominant in two ways shall it be done this hour. Those that have hoarded up and stored because of the inspiration of the evil one and held the money from the gospel shall be converted and drawn into the kingdom. Then shall it release that reservoir into the kingdom. I mean, another prophecy, just stick with me. I'm trying to follow his instruction. But many will not. They'll not heed to the voice of the word of God. They'll turn aside to this, they'll turn to that, and they're walking their own ways, but their ways will not work in this hour. It'll do wonder, it'll slip away, as though it was bagged with holes in them. It'll go there, and they'll wonder why it's not working now. It worked in the days past. Goodness, how far can I go here, Lord? I'm telling you now. I'm telling you, we're in a different position. You see, I'm matured enough as an apostle not to rush here tonight. Now I'll say something. And look at you. I want to know if I want to see a confirmation that you're getting this. This is not just information tonight. All right. The same money coming. You can't say it. Just with your language voice. Yes, sir. You got the same money coming with the voice of God.
Yes,
and the only way you'll be able to say it like that, you got a revelation of it.
Yes, sir.
And when you speak it, you know it got power beyond any imagination.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all don't mind being rich? I just want to make sure. So I tell you, if you mind being rich, you better leave right now.
Yes, sir.
It's about to flow, brother. I can sense, I've been sensing in this meeting since you come here. It's about to flow.
Yes, sir.
I might read some more of this prophecy. Sit down. I might read some more of this prophecy later. I'm going to go to work now. Turn to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. I want you to go there. Hallelujah. The revelation of the seed is so powerful. The seed pack abundance, it packs prosperity, it packs the word, the seed, it packs wealth. The tithe is the master seed. The tithe make every other seed work. So you're not really sowing if you're not tithing. Ooh, Jesus. Yeah, this is the tithe. The tithe opened the windows.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got that? All
right,
don't let nobody talk you out of it. In this scripture, Jesus talks about the seeds and the different areas that the seed can go in, that you can keep a check up on your seed. But I want to begin in Matthew 13 and 9.
Yes, sir.
It start off with a grand request. It says, who has ears to hear? Let him hear. What I'm going to ask you tonight is to stop being financially deaf. When the Holy Spirit minister to you, hear what he's telling you, he know where he going.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit knows about all wealth, all prosperity, all abundance, all breakthrough, all overflow.
Yes, sir.
Listen to the Holy Spirit. Don't listen to average thinking if you're going to go out of average money. When the Holy Spirit talk to you, yield to him. Flow with him. He know he knows what he's talking about. Don't let your brain stand in the way of your success. Stop trying. Yes, sir. Stop. Look around. Ain't no ones in here.
Right.
100.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to see if that's so you look at it. Let me shake it up a little bit. Don't let your mind stop you.
Yes, sir.
Don't let your neighbor stop you.
Uh-huh.
Don't let your brother stop you.
Yeah.
Don't let your uncle stop you.
Yeah.
You got to be independent here. You got the flow, because if I didn't talk to none of my family. If I'd have told the way Carol and I was operating, broke, and we were flowing and using our last to go to a convention to listen to my dad, we just kept on doing it.
Yes, sir.
When our family looked up, we were gone.
Yes, sir.
I moved into Gonzales, where I am now, and the second to my oldest brother, he's still alive, and he followed me. And he stepped in the well. He blessed, got his house paid for, got money, just do what he want to do. But he said, he knew I was building a house. Been building on the house quite some while. And for Sonny, Carol and I moved. We left Geismar, went to Gonzales. You know, Geismar was smaller than Darrow. We left, and he said to his wife, you know, Leroy gone. A few years later, he decided, I'm going too. And he did.
Yes, sir.
And he did. So sometime when this type of manifestation start coming on your line, people are not going to understand. So you got to get ready for that, all right?
Yes, sir.
So money coming, activate the wealth transfer. The next voice, in verse 10, because I got to read this whole thing, I'm going to get in trouble with God. Tonight, verse 9 says, who has ear to hear? Let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parable? He answered, listen now, and said unto them, because it's given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given. Listen what he said, verse 12. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. You see that? And whosoever hath not from him shall be taken away, even that he had. Now that's John 10:10.
Yes, sir.
The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. You see that?
Yes.
The thief, once you got revelation, the thief cannot steal from you anymore.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so we're going to walk in revelation. We're going to walk in Rhema word.
Yes.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Because you're about to raise your style of living.
Yes, sir.
Your level of living is about to rise.
Yes,
and you can't be ashamed of it.
Yes,
and you can't be talking down because you got it.
Yes, sir.
Give God praise.
Yes.
Give God praise. Let God know you. Let God know you appreciate him. Where he about to take you. You about to go somewhere you've never been before. Come on, God. You about to go somewhere you've never been before. Give God praise. Tell him you don't mind going. That's it. I see. That's it. That's $1,000 check. You sold $1,000 around you like a dollar. That's $1,000 check. I want to, come on, son. I'm going to ask you again. I want the Holy Spirit to keep asking me to tell you to ask you that. How many of y'all don't mind being rich? Yeah, y'all might, y'all, are you real spiritual? I receive, sir. That's a $2,000 jet. A change about to be made. I'm just going to say it. Debt and lack and insufficiency cannot touch you no more. You've been quarantined by the Holy Ghost tonight. That this is a wealth portion. This is a prosperity portion. This is an abundant portion. This is an overflow portion. You cannot touch them anymore. All of your check accounts are dancing tonight. They know they're about to go in. And I'm saying what the Spirit prompted in me. I'm not saying just to make you excited. I'm hearing this in my spirit while I'm praying that your checkbook is dancing because it will never have lack anymore. You just write. Write. Just write. And another sound. Sit down. Money cometh. Look at verse 11. Money cometh is a kingdom mystery that has been revealed to the body of Christ. Oh, you're not catching. She said there, he that has ear to hear.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When if you got ears to hear, when money cometh is spoken, uh-huh, it ought to activate something in you.
Yes, sir.
The average Christian, yeah, it won't do nothing to him. But if you got insight, and you've been anointed with it,
yes,
when it's spoken, you know great things are happening. You don't speak it with just an English voice. You speak it with the voice of God. Money coming is God talking to himself. I just heard it. Money coming is God talking to himself. And when you're talking in God's voice, it's God talking to himself. For you. God talking to himself for you. God said, do this for her. Let her have this. Rise her up. Put her in a better place. Man. What? Don't feel ran on. I just found out myself that money coming is God talking to himself about your financial condition. Everything about to change. Tell two people, everything about to change. Hey! Money coming is God talking to himself about me. Let me tell you what else I just hear. The wealth transference is on the move. Up in here tonight. We are in the atmosphere. The Spirit of God says the wealth transference is moving right now. What did he say? The wealth transference is moving. Yeah, I didn't say that. I didn't say I received. I didn't say that. I'm repeating. I didn't have that when I came up here. That money coming is God talking to himself.
Yes, sir. Come on. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Come on. Oh, no. She happy, is she? Come on. That's my tail on that. I'm looking for him, too. I said, where he at? Now, don't worry about how God's going to change your finances.
Thank you, Lord.
Because it's unexplainable the way he does it.
Yes,
does it.
Yes, sir.
All right? So he got some setup for you.
Yes, sir.
You being set up.
Yes, sir.
I'll never be broke.
Another day
in my life.
The money just keep on coming.
You knew this was about money.
Yes.
So don't let your mind get upset and think I'm going to talk about something else. I ain't talking about Christmas. I'm talking about money.
Money.
Now notice this. Sit down. Notice this. I got to close in a few minutes. It's 22. I said I was going to preach a half hour. And when I said, come on. When I said I was going to preach a half hour, all my family laughed at me. My wife and all. Yes, sir. Receive. That's $1,000. You see, what? Something got to be happening.
Yes.
How all these people got $1,000? Something got to be happening, man. People, somebody listening.
Yes, sir.
Y'all preaching it.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Jesus Christ. Look at verse 12 again, and then I'm going to give you two or three points right quick. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundant. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that he has. Look at the 13th verse. Therefore speak out. Now he talked about a seed. And he talked about watch the soil you put it in. Watch now. Verse 13. Therefore speak unto them in parable, because they see not, hearing, and they hear not. Neither do they understand. You see that?
Yes, sir.
And in them is fulfilled a prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they shall see with their eyes. Come on, yeah. And hear with their ears. We got to see. We got to hear, and we got to understand, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. I'm going to see if you ever heard this. Financial conversion. Money coming will convert your finance from lack to plenty, from one to many. You understand? I'm trying to say it. Well, y'all let me say it. Well, y'all. Come up here and holler at Montreal. No, that's all right. Let me preach up in here. Hallelujah.
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 Somebody help me in here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise his holy name.
Praise his holy.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For thinking about us. And sent to us.
Money coming.
I'm rich.
I'm rich.
I'm blessed.
I'm
above.
I have abundance.
I'm happy.
I'm
full of joy.
I'm
full of peace. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Shh. 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 I love you too. $1,000 out of there. Sit down right there if you know the number close. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, oh. I ain't looking at you with your dead self. I turn my eye quick. I see you dead. Turn my eye. Hallelujah. All right, write these things down. Money coming activates the wealth transfer. Supernatural manifestation have been waiting for reception. Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. You see that? Y'all knew about that scripture, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know if I said this morning, and it's very significant. This statement is so simple, you'll miss it if you don't listen. Moving from the hook and net. Moving from the hook and net. Moving from the hook and the net to the power of a seed. I found out that the net is all the laboring you're doing. Yeah, that's another thought. The net, you in this meeting, you have moved from the hook and the net to the power of a seed. The seed is more powerful than the hook and the net. Matter of fact, the hook and the net is in the seed. The seed rule the hook and the net. So therefore, in the seed is money miracle. That fish came down and jumped on that hook. That boy didn't have to go fishing. Come on, son. Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
Do you realize what have happened to you? You don't have to go fishing no more. For money. You don't have to fish for money, because from now on, money is following you. Y'all better give God some praise on that. You know you've been fishing. You know you've been fishing. And most of the time you don't catch nothing. And you quote 19 scriptures. And it seems like, you know, I mean, them scriptures are powerful, you know. The wealth of the sinner laid up for the just. You know, I'm coming that you might have life, might have it more abundantly. We quote those scriptures. You're fishing. From now on, you're saying them. You're calling things that be not as though they were, and they're going to manifest.
Yes, sir.
Woo, if you just recognize the authority you have,
yes, sir.
You're going to leave here with authority over money.
Yes, sir.
Money will obey you.
Yes,
money ain't got no business being your master.
Yes.
You money master.
Yes, sir.
We're going to turn it around. Money ain't going to tell me what to do. I'm going to tell money what to do. You see what I'm saying, son? You see what I'm saying, man? Lord, have mercy, Lord. I said, y'all should have laughed at me about a half hour. Listen to this. I want you to listen to this. Supernatural manifestations have been waiting for reception. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10, quickly. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. I wonder where you are. You let your brother just $1,000. My youngest son. Where he at? I know he got it.
Yes, sir.
Now, he that minister seed to the soul, both minister bread for your food. See what I'm saying? And multiply your seed sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. And go to the next verse quickly. Being enriched by everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. The seed creates wealth with a mission to take care of God's business.
Yes, sir.
Come on, listen with me a minute now. Money coming is a voice, not a confession.
Yes, sir.
In other words, if you understand the revelation of money coming, you're making a demand that got to obey you. I'm preaching like wrong. I have money in my hand. I said wrong. I'm preaching that money in his hand. I'm gonna make somebody else angry. He got money. Look at that money he got in his hand. Let me spread it out for him. It's your broke self. You're trying to hold us with you. We gone. Money coming. Listen, money coming releases ownership anointing.
Yes, sir.
Wealth and prosperity is rightfully ours.
Yes.
It's time for you to hear God's voice in money coming and become a voice of money coming, taking care of kingdom business in the earth realm. I got to close. Vision, dreams, and revelations are knocking on your heart and mind now. Let them in. You're ready to flow to another level in life with God. I told you this one, this is a grand one you got tonight. Tithing is the master seed of sowing. So the most important thing here is hearing his voice and speaking with his voice. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Stand on your feet. Lift your hands in the air. Pray in tongues a few moments. So you can digest the blessings that God is bestowing on you tonight. Go off in your spirit, man. Because your natural man can't go to that level. Shata taralu babarata. Kurra babarata katalali buraba. Shebro mama nala yaya. Kurru babababa. Receive, sir. Shata roba tatal nalare. Kurra babababa satata. Come on. Anybody in here not baptized with the Holy Ghost? Because the reason I said pray, because most of us baptized with the Holy Ghost. You don't supposed to do it if you don't have, you got people get scared up in here. Now, while you're praying, keep praying, all your financial status are changing. I'm talking about right now. You releasing money coming right now. All business are being covered right now. Businessmen and business women, you're being covered right now. You will not have a normal business. Your business will be off the hook because you got a money coming business. All the ministry here, your finances are going to change. Supernatural. By God. God will make a worthy person drop off $75,000 to you. God can do that any minute. Make that transfer. All your finances are changing right now. Keep praying a few more minutes. All your finances, every transaction is being dealt with right now. You got my anointing working with you right now. I'm releasing my anointing, my assignment on you right now. Plenty, I'm hearing the word plenty, plenty, plenty. Here Rabashata. Here Rabashata. Here Rabashata. Here Rabashata. Here Rabashata. Come on, son. Here Rabashata. You're being released right now. Everything. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I see. See yourself doing that. Don't think you can't do it. Come on, keep praying a minute. All right, I'm about to go to my seat. I know y'all got some things y'all want to do. At the end of this prayer, I heard these words. Take need out of your vocabulary. Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's the profound power of the prophetic words of money coming. God is his source. You will have no more needs. You understand? You understand? He have divine ways. He's going to impart wealth, increase in abundance to you. Because you're going to take care of his business.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I said, you're going to take care of his business.
Yes, sir.
See, God needs financial dispatchment in the earth realm.
Yes,
but the person got to be in tune to him,
yes,
not themselves.
Because
money can make you selfish.
Yes, sir.
Now I'm hearing the word. I need to go to my seat, but I'm hearing the word. Load it. So how you doing there? Load it. More than enough. Ain't no bad word. Come on. Say load it. Nothing wrong with being loaded. Loaded means I got more than I need. Jesse DePlantis is my friend, my best friend, Jesse. Jesse and I, and we go out together sometime. And the girl who waited on us, thinks she had walked in heaven. I remember one time, me and some of these boys, I forgot who all was with me, we were there, and a girl was waiting on us, and I pulled out and gave her 100. Then I think I had about 4 or 5 other guys with me. They gave her 100. That girl said, Lord, have mercy. She said, I wasn't even supposed to be working today. I needed this. You waiting on a table and get about $600 handed to you. She said, Lord, have mercy. Y'all stop giving them little dollar tips. God got upset stomach waiting on you. You can get it. Come on, Junior, I'm through. Hush, hush. Somebody call him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say something. This is going to be the most amazing. Satan is being sued. He has had our stuff long enough. And I just heard saying here that Satan is being sued by the anointing. I never heard that before in my life. But I know God clapping his hand because I was bold enough to say it. You see, a person don't understand. Say, what is he talking about? Satan is being sued because he's not the rightful owner. He tricked us. And now it's time to take it back. And guess who is our lawyer? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You ever heard that before?
Never.
I'm sitting here. I said, Lord, you want me to say that? He said, yes. Because when enough of us understand, God got to move. Jesus is our lawyer. Jesus said, the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. So all he was waiting for, a crew who knew what they're talking about. And like y'all saw tonight, they know how to sow.
Yeah.
They know how to believe, know how to pray. And so the case is on. Now that means to me things about to move faster.
Yes,
heaven dealing with hell.
My God.
Hell can never stop heaven.
Never.
That was your trip right there.
Yes.
You can't think of nothing like that. Now it'd be damaging to your mind if you're in the flesh. You won't understand. But if you deep enough in the scripture and have spent time with God, you know you've heard something supernatural tonight. Huh?
Yeah.
You got to return all our goods to us.
Yes.
You're loving God. You're walking with God. You're doing what's right. Nobody flawless in here. God know we're not going to be flawless. You got this flesh and you got this mind to deal with. You got to keep dealing with them. Romans 12, 1 through 3. God know that, but you keep dealing with them. So I think they're going to speed things up. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, I can hear you now. You know what that man said? So the man didn't say nothing. I repeated what God just told me sitting here. He know I'm bold enough to say it.
Yes, sir.
So somebody said, I'm suing Satan. He need to be sued.
Another round.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I heard Ron said, we're in another realm.
Yes,
after this meeting, you leaving in another realm. I'm telling you, the church never thought about millions, about being a millionaire. Oh, no, I won't be no millionaire. What? So God going, I'm just going to say make all of y'all millionaires. He got a way to do it. If you ain't rejoicing, you don't believe it. You don't believe it. Anybody else, and you're not rejoicing, you ain't going to get nothing. You need to pray. You better rejoice. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Love you.
Ha, 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 ha.